The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Chuck Hyde, who is a licensed massage therapist practicing in Boulder, Colorado, and he's also the founder of Light Club, which offers an inner world immersive experience that combines sound and vibration technology with hypnagogic light therapy. And Chuck, thanks for joining us today.
Totally. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is great. I'm really excited to speak with you here. When we came across your website, lightclub.earth, this was really, really interesting. I'd never seen an offering like this before, like Light Club. But before we jump into talking about Light Club, tell us a little bit more about your background and I guess your journey to opening Light Club.
Well, I just kind of got lucky. Studied bodywork in Boulder back in 2003. And I got my first whiff of technology in relationship to bodywork. I had a friend who was selling one of the first vibrational massage tables on the market that was created by Dr. Jeffrey Thompson. And I started working with the vibration in a bodywork setting, which really accelerated my understanding of the body and the nervous system, and various other systems kind of came online afterwards. And just kind of kept at that for a while, building the practice. And then one day I was eavesdropping on conversations in a local establishment in Boulder, and they were the national rep for the Lucia Light. And at that point, I had received some blessings from some clients, and they forwarded me the money to buy some beds or solid wood beds that hum into the body. And I was able to buy 11 of them. They were prototypes. And we demoed the tech together for the first time for them and also for me. And it really blew my mind. It was a very powerful psychedelic experience that is to this day really hard to explain. But I felt like 30 pounds lighter. I could do things with my mind that I would be considered like, some sort of psychic phenomena. I could project my mind into various places and understand things that I didn't understand before. And that was just after a 15-minute session. And wow. Yeah, that just set the tone for me building and buying the light and just not stopping.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool stuff. So let's talk more about, I guess, the immersive experiences that you provide for clients with this. Tell us about it, because it's a combination of sound vibration, right, and the light therapy. So yeah, just tell us more about, I guess, the immersive experience itself.
To my knowledge, this is the first, in my opinion, of its kind. Most immersive experiences are still kind of bound to the three-dimensional world. Someone creates a scene for you in front of you, and it's you're looking at it. In the Light Club experience, that line becomes very blurry, and all of a sudden, you can't tell if you're looking at the light or the light is looking at you, or you're becoming the light. It's immersive in the sense that it's your nervous system creating art inside of you. Like, you're creating art inside of you as your brain tries to process the amount of information it's receiving. So it's completely unique. You never see the same thing twice. And we offer one-hour sessions for up to four people at this point until we feel we have the base to create the home base, which will be larger.
Nice. That's awesome. And let's talk a little bit about the technology, because you mentioned, I think it's Lucia, is it number three, and SoSound. So you have some pretty cutting edge innovations that are helping bring all this to life, right?
Yeah. So we started off with the SoSound vibration sound hearts that were installed on these sound beds. They're also called yoga boards that the company, they have since discontinued the yoga board, but they have chairs and stuff. And it's a phi ratio based driver that harmonically holds three or four kind of subsonic frequencies that can be translated to a tactile environment. You'll feel it in your body. When you lay on it, it'll uptake through the bone matrix and the water matrix, all the way down to the DNA level, if you ask me. But, vibration is vibration. It's also called vibroacoustics. SoSound calls it acoustic resonance. And it plays the music, like the bass frequencies of the music that you're playing through the board. So that's what you're laying on. And then the Lucia light is a handmade light that comes from Austria. and it was made by two gentlemen. One was a neuropsychologist, and the other one was some sort of neurobiology study. And they based the technology, the intention was to help people have near-death experiences so that they could go through a kind of more energetic or shamanic death so that they could come into their life in a way that had more meaning, more wholeheartedness. And it's fascinating, man. The combination creates so the Lucia light has been shown through brain scan technology, real time, to activate the same areas of the brain to the same degree as a strong psilocybin mushroom trip.
Yeah.
That was discovered in, I think it was 2015.
Yeah.
I already knew that, but to have science kind of back it up and go, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
It kind of it was a good affirmation of what we're trying to create. And, you know, with the whole psychedelic movement in our country at this point, hopefully on the planet, reemerging, you know, this feels like another way without substances to use technologies that we have created in a way to change our consciousness, the way that a psychedelic or an entheogenic kind of ceremony or ritual would have done for our ancestors hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head because there's so many new studies coming out about the benefits of psychedelics, you know, for people coming to term with cancer and end of life and treatment for depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's like, you know, the world has opened up here. And really cool how you're bringing this here, like you said, without having to use those. This is kind of a more natural way, if you will. And let's tell us about some of the health benefits. I think I saw a video on your website. Did you have a client, a woman with cancer, and the therapy session helped her kind of come to terms with what she was dealing with, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the more powerful sessions that we've had. Looking for many more to come. Yeah, she was sitting with her own mortality. And, you know, the medical industry had given her a diagnosis. And she was about to go into surgery to, you know, begin the process of dealing with it according to their ways. And it's bewildering, you know, when you're encountering one's own mortality. And there's really no cultural way in America that we deal with it beyond drinking or, you know, we're not a very psychologically, emotionally advanced culture.
Right. It, totally.
And we're still evolving in that way, or coming back from a place of being de-evolved. And the experience just opens up a way to cut through all the noise. Illusions just disappear. You know, if something's false, it can't withhold the energy that it takes to maintain the structure of the illusion. It just disappears, and over and over again. So, you know, she just had this moment where she realized that she was okay. And she let go in that moment to surrendering to the reality of her own death. And when a person thanks you or says that to you after two sessions, I don't know, man, it's just like, it brings tears to my eyes. Cause it's just like, how do you help someone deal with death in a way that's like, I didn't have to talk to her. I didn't have to say anything to her. I didn't have to, all I had to do was push some buttons and let the intention of her own spirit in where she was, where she is, have space to just heal. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it just blew me away.
Yeah.
So I'm not stopping. You know, this is something that needs to be franchised or offered to larger and larger amounts of people, especially as we go through what we're going through now.
Yeah, I would agree. I think you are right on the forefront of something really big here. Like we said, with all that research that's coming out and kind of the normalization of using psychedelics for therapeutic reasons, I mean, this is completely spot on. Really neat stuff. I'm going to switch real quick here. Your website is lightclub.earth. You chose .earth. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think we've definitely seen like some massage therapists, yoga practitioners and stuff like that, but your offering's so unique. So I'm curious how you found .earth and why you chose it.
Well, I mean, it literally just popped up on the Squarespace option as like, you know, I'm pulling up Light Club URLs, whatever. And I was like, .earth. I'm like, okay, well, at that point I was really into kind of multidimensional realizations, coming to terms with living in a multidimensional reality and whatever complexities that brings up for anyone, let alone me. And I was like, where are we in the universe? You know, it's like, what's going on? There's like multiple dimensions happening and we think the 3D is the game, but actually it's not. And there's all sorts of stuff happen all the time, you know, and cultures have rituals and practices where they mess with the multidimensional field and work. Yeah. Anyway, I was like, let's just call it dot Earth. You know, it's like, it's happening on Earth. Earth is important. We're alive for a reason. Let's just bring Earth into focus as like a marker.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we're doing this here. It's important. And if we can affect consciousness and help people heal, then the Earth is going to heal.
Yes, that's beautiful. I love it. And for my last question, Chuck, you kind of hinted at it, but let's talk about this a little bit more. Let's talk about your future vision. I think franchising is a fantastic thing. I think maybe in many ways, too, you could probably do some, you know, some self-branding, if you will, as you being kind of a thought leader, you know, in this space. Have you thought about doing anything like that for the future as well? You know, being kind of the face for this new movement.
Yeah. You know, there are complexities that come with applying myself in that way that I've kind of have to come to terms with. It's a lot of pressure coming at me from a human perspective.
Yeah.
Expectations and then delivering and having faith that my mission has enough support to be rendered unaffected by the forces that would wish people not to awaken.
Right.
Which there are many.
Yep.
And the path is perilous. So, I mean, if I was selling a freaking widget that helps you cut your toenails a little better, I'd feel a little bit better about being the face of that than like, yeah, here, we're going to help you deal with some of your like lineage trauma that's been passed down from your father for, you know, seven generations, you know, like, yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to sign you up for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and you didn't know it existed. That's the better one. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Put me, yeah, on the poster for that.
Yeah. You got a good point there. You're breaking some boundaries right here with this. And then I guess in terms of Light Club itself, you mentioned potentially or a vision of franchising. And I think that would be awesome. Especially,
yeah. It's pretty constant. People come in and they're like, we need one where we're at. And it's like, cool. Yeah. We have the numbers for that. It's designed to be worked in a small retail space. It can be worked in a business office. It can be worked corporate. It can be worked all the way up to like a bar venue. That's like a consciousness bar. Hopefully non-alcoholic, because that would just,
yeah, that would go against the whole mission. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. It just, you really don't want to be creating chaos in someone's life, and alcohol just tends to create chaos and destruction.
Yep.
So yeah, we have some interest out of Portland. We've had interest for Denver. Someone wants to set up one in Denver, and it's just money and time, man. That's like, if somebody has the passion and they want to help people in a way that's emerging and it is just budding on the planet, I believe we have a model that is sustainable, affordable, and comes with support. The big thing is support. You know, it's like, it's not like we're selling gas. You know, someone gets in, you put it in your car and you go. It's like, you know, people contact a different part of their mind and their heart and kind of how their purpose and intention is happening on the planet. So there's some triage that happens after a session that can happen after a session. And
right.
We're dealing with a transformational technology.
Yeah.
And people have to be into it and they have to have some interest and want to help others grow at a level that just isn't about abundance or, you know, material gain. Not that we can't have both, but when it is both, there's some tribulations.
yeah, totally. You know, Chuck, again, this was a really awesome podcast and very fascinating stuff here, and appreciate the time. And before we sign off today, anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Just, you know, hang in there. You know, life's getting interesting. Try to find ways to communicate with people that you love and try to make the world a better place. whatever you have on your plate. That's all we can do. Light Club's here to help.
That's awesome. So
if you see us around, give us a shout, check us out, travel to Boulder or somewhere. And, you know, there are over 180 lights on the planet already, but that's just lights. So everyone who has a light and is operating a commercial business has a different approach. They add their own flavor. So it won't be a Light Club, but it'll be a way to experience at least the Lucille number 3 light.
That's excellent. Good. Well, this concludes this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview with Chuck Hyde, who is a licensed massage therapist practicing in Boulder, Colorado. He's also the founder of Light Club, which, as you heard, offers an inner world immersive experience that combines sound and vibration technology with hypnagogic light therapy. And it's some very, very cutting edge stuff. And Chuck, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.